Vice President Kamala Harris and President Donald Trump are just moments away from taking the stage in this unprecedented race for president. And that brings us to the rules of tonight's debate.
A series of questions in either category, category, or special category. If they get it right, they get a... And if they get a wrong answer, they get a... At the end of the contest, they will hear this, and they must stop immediately. At any point in the proceedings, they may be given a... Which means they can ask for another question, or if they hear a... It's the fire alarm.
The ABC News presidential debate starts right now.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Does this crap ever end?
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting.
Excellent.
Remember when you wouldn't make your bed?
Well, not today.
It's National Make Your Bed Day.
The key to victory is a well-made bed.
You make your bed every day.
Practice until you can make your bed in your sleep.
You fail to make your bed.
Meanwhile, I'm sleeping in it.
You make your bed and you sleep in it.
Won't have time for sleeping, soldier. Not with all the bed-making you'll be doing.
Happy National Make Your Bed Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. I did not, I gotta reboot this machine over here, sorry. Restart. There we go, just do your thing. Hi there. I like a nice made bed. I like things to be clean and fastidious. I'm not exactly like Tab, but I do like it when things are neat. However... I probably would not make my bed every single day. I mean, Tab makes the bed. I'll make it on weekends. That'll be my thing, the weekend bed making. All right, hi there. It is The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. And yes, it's September 11th. And typically on the show that we did on the FM radio, we would follow along the timeline of exactly when things happened back on September 11th, when the towers were hit by airplanes, when America was attacked, and we would literally follow the timeline and play back. News clips and things that happened at that exact same time. Now, we do the live show, obviously, but a lot of folks are getting it via podcast. A lot of folks are watching it on Facebook Live, and it's not going to track the way we used to do it with so much on demand listening and viewing. So. We do have for 9/11. We do have the news, the breaking news as it happened back then. I mean, it's been 23 years. I just, man, oh man, it's hard to believe. But we have the beginning of the drama, if you will, that would unfold on September 11th, 2001, and it's the original news clips and things of the day, and then the things that unfolded. And it's basically what we did on the FM show, but the timeline thing, it just didn't seem to work, so we didn't do it that way this year. And my apologies. If if you know, for changing something up that that has been, you know, for 22 years or 20, at least 20 years, we did it that way. And so my apologies. But anyway, and also, you know, we do such a I don't want to say irreverent, because, you know, we do have guests and great topics, and we talk about a lot of serious things. But, you know, for the most part, this is a lighthearted pop culture, current events, lighter side of the news type of a show. And it's, you know, it's a bit of a challenge for us. It's not that we can't do it. It's a bit of a challenge to blend the serious or you know, when we have to put our big boy pants on and talk about, you know, some really, really important things that aren't necessarily fun, and then we do the funny, and then we do, you know, things that are, you know, like that, that are gonna, you know, I don't know, I guess
you idiot.
No, I'm just trying to. I'm just trying to quantify or trying to explain, Lucy, you know, the tightrope walk that sometimes we have to do on this very program in order to remain, you know, topical and cover issues that we need to cover, but also stay on the lighter side of the news and the more fun show that you've all come to expect. All right, I'm done with the disclaimers. Coming up on today's program, speaking of topics that need to be discussed, we've got folks from Horizon Behavioral Health. They've got an event coming up this weekend, and we're going to talk about that. I believe it's Ryan is going to be joining us from Horizon. Also, in addition, of course, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really dumb with your stupid criminals. And then the health department in Queensland, Australia, went viral for a post telling people poop at work more. It's okay. And there are some people that avoid it but shouldn't, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. So, but anyway, so we've got that. And then our top list today, top slogans for the poop at work campaign. All right, so there you go. That's all on the way. We covered all that. All right, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
For centuries, people have looked for ways to pass the time while taking care of business. Handheld video games, newspapers, and magazines are a thing of the past. You've heard of Twitter. Now there's Here's the poop on anyone can sheet. As we speak, people are sheeting all over the world on You can sheet on your laptop, sheet on your cell phone, sheet in public, or sheet from the comfort of your own bathroom. Here's the latest sheet on right now.
OMG, I think my legs are falling asleep.
Wow, I didn't know corn traveled through my system that fast.
I dropped the kids off at the pool, but I think they're drowning. LOL.
Just take a seat and sheet your family, friends, and coworkers.
Everyone in my office follows me when I sheet.
When it comes to social networking, Twitter might be number one, but is number two. And we're good with that. Sheet happens on
The Mike Show. But what about at work? Huh? I don't know. I have maybe this message should be directed at me. But I have the convenience of being like two blocks away from my house. I prefer the comfort of my own home when I do my business. And maybe that's what a lot of these folks are dealing with here. It's in Australia, Queensland, Australia. News from there, the health department put out an alert the other day letting people know it's okay to poop at work.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. It's apparently something many people struggle with or do their best to avoid. And their post said it's okay to poo at work, adding that lots of people find it difficult, even though it's nothing to be embarrassed about. They said it's more important for people to hear because consistently ignoring your need to go can lead to serious issues like hemorrhoids or internal blockages. So it's better to let it out than hold it in, right? They dropped the term poo paranoia and listed four things that might help people who suffer with it. Remember, everybody poops. So they say try visualizing someone famous on the toilet, like Taylor Swift. Bring a small fragrance spray in the toilet with you. Avoid foods or drinks that might trigger your bowels. And breathe deeply or do a short meditation exercise. It's anyway. So
where does he think he's going?
I don't know.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, you do. So that brings us to our top list. With health officials in Australia wanting more people to poop at work, and we couldn't agree more, except on Taco Tuesday. Let's help them out with today's list. It's our top list today. Top slogans for the Poo at Work campaign. Because we are good at public relations, right? We're good at coming up with ideas for clients, so hopefully we can help them too. All right, here we go. Top slogans for the Poo at Work campaign. Take it from your dog. No one cares where you drop a big log. If your butt feels a tappin', hit the toilet for a crappin'. Mm-hmm. Top slogans for the Poop at Work campaign. Keep your colon pink, even if you make a stink. Yep. The key to staying loose is to never skip a deuce. Top slogans for the Poop at Work campaign. Don't be an oaf. Leave your desk and pinch a loaf. Why am I adopting the Grease Man persona at this point? Top slogans for the Poop at Work campaign. Be kind to your rump. Always take a dump. Top slogans for your Poop at Work campaign. I can't help it. I can't help it. I just hear the Grease Man. The world can be a lot. Take a break and pop a squat. Yeah. Top slogans for the Poop at Work campaign. Don't be a fool. Drop the kids off at the pool. Yeah. And top slogans for the Poop at Work campaign. The key to staying fit. Keep your body free of feces. What? Oh, yeah. Anyway. And what about the upper decker? Now, you don't want to do that. That's the Mike Show. Hi, everybody. Coming up. We have news, and then we have not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Big Lots filed for bankruptcy. But on the upside, at least you'll know where your new local Halloween superstore will be located. Ozempic can help people stop smoking. In fact, the only bad habit Ozempic users have is denying they're using Ozempic. Apple's new EarPods double as hearing aids. That story again for the hearing impaired. Apple's new EarPods double as hearing aids! Tom Brady is getting mixed reviews for his NFL broadcast debut. It's the first time that football has left him deflated. And scientists say monkeys give each other names. But everything else they say is some variation of, hey, let's throw our poop. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show. It's a Wednesday hump day edition. Hi, everybody. All right. Go back. Go back one. Now let's go back. Oh, yeah. So, coming up, we have in Audio Vault, we're going to start off Audio Vault with our 9/11 tribute. And again, I've mentioned this a couple times during a couple different segments. And typically, when we did the live show on FM, we would, and for years we did it this way, we would literally replay the news reports as they were happening on the exact same time. So literally when Bryant Gumbel would say it's 8:40 whatever in New York, it was that exact same time. And we would play, you know, the clips and the news from 9/11 in 2001. But now that, you know, we do the show on demand, and there's so many, at least half of our listeners and viewers are watching and listening at any given time of the day. It kind of didn't make sense for us to do it that way this year. But we do have a tribute, an audio tribute coming up for 9/11. A new poll asked 3,000 Americans, do you remember where you were on September 11th, 2001? When you heard about the 9/11 attacks? I most definitely remember exactly where I was. I was producing the Grease Man show, and I was in studio, and we started. You know, we had the video monitors on to watch, you know, things that were happening in the news, and to be alerted, and so that we could, you know, throw it to the newsroom and whatever. And I remember seeing these images popping up, and immediately people started running in. They were going, oh my God, did you see that? And we broke away from the comedy show, and we went full on news mode. And in fact, and I'm not, this is I mean, I'm not bragging about this, but it, just to tell you, I do remember. This was we were the first over-the-air broadcast media to be reporting about the plane that eventually crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. We were the first media outlet to report it because we had people that were listening to scanners and there was one guy who was one of our sports guys was listening to the scanner and heard of a plane that was over Pennsylvania and we're thinking, why? I mean, the targets are like the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon, and what could possibly be, you know, why would they be worried about planes over Pennsylvania? And here, you know, come to find out that was one of the planes that then later the national news was reporting on. But we were literally the first to mention it on the air. So, yes, I remember exactly where I was on September 11th, 2001. 78% of people said yes out of these 3,000 Americans that were polled. But that number included 18 to 29-year-olds who were either not born or who were under 7 years of age. Only 30% of them say they remember it, but that number surges to 83% for millennials, 94% among Gen Xers, and 97% of boomers, which makes a lot of sense because, you know, you're of age and you know we're very, very cognizant. And I remember we got my oldest daughter out of school. Everybody got their kids. But I also remember in weeks later how united we were as a people. I and the sense of patriotism and flags everywhere. And I remember how unified, regardless of political side. I mean, George W. Bush was the president at the time, obviously a Republican. There were many, many missteps later in the war on terror and all of that, as we learned. But I just remember in the moment in 2001, in weeks and months after September 11th, how united folks were. And I just I think we've gotten away from that. I think we're very polarized now. And by the way, yes. Also in Audio Vault. If this show isn't disjointed enough today, also in Audio Vault, we've got bits and segments and parts of the presidential debate from last night. So we'll talk about that. Still, roughly 4% of the people who were old enough to remember, where they were, don't for whatever reason. And for what it's worth, the poll also asked if we're safer from terrorist attacks now than we were back then. 42% say yes, we're more safe. 25% say we're about the same. Another 25% believe we're less safe now. The younger generations are more likely to feel safer now from terrorist attacks. Coming up, we are going to get smarter with your five random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep. That time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, probably shouldn't know. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Here we go. Number one. The only non-military plane permitted to fly on 9/11 after the attacks... was a plane flying from San Diego to Miami. It was flying there to deliver anti-venom to a man that was bitten by a highly poisonous snake. That plane was escorted by two fighter jets. Number two. I need a pronunciation for this. I should have done this before we went. Pronounce. There we go. All right. In the original story of Aladdin, which is part of...
Scheherazade.
Scheherazade's Arabian Nights. Aladdin is set in... it's set in China.
Hello.
Hi. And both Aladdin and Jasmine are Chinese. Huh. Interesting.
Hello.
Hi. Number three. One cowhide can produce up to 20 footballs. So that means that around 3,000 cowhides are used each year for NFL footballs. Number four. Only two countries have the word the at the beginning of their name, their official name. The Bahamas, or the Bahamas, and the Gambia. Other countries, let's get some music in here. There we go. Other countries that we think of with the... like the Netherlands, the Philippines, or the Ukraine, don't actually have it as part of their official name. Number five, Time magazine didn't change from naming a Man of the Year to Person of the Year until 1999, even though several women had gotten the title before 1999. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
Random facts.
It is the...
Scheherazade.
Mike Show. So happy you could join us. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's on the way. It's Audio Vault. A little bit later on, we're going to get stupid, and then we've got a good news story for you. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. included.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. And we've got Ryan joining us from Horizon Behavioral Health Services. Ryan, welcome.
Yeah, hello, everyone. My name is Ryan. I'm the Director of Communications at Horizon.
Hey, buddy. You brought a guest with you today. Your name, sir?
Rex Brust, and I am the Public Relations Officer for Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association.
Hey, Rex. We've had the pleasure of interviewing you on the show back when we were in the Bank of the James building.
Yes, different organization then, but same mission.
Absolutely. Well, I'm interested to know about your organization, interested to know about your service to the community. But Ryan, let's talk about your event that's coming up, which is this Saturday, I believe.
Yes, this Saturday. It's the third annual Ride of Our Lives. It's a motorcycle ride and rally. It's going on at the Harley-Davidson of Lynchburg. We're starting there. Check-in starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
We're going to have a couple things going on. Check-in, handing out T-shirts, all that fun stuff. And then the ride will be about 2 hours.
Yes.
2 hours starting at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And we'll ride around all of Lynchburg. I think it's about 80 miles.
80 miles.
80
yes.
miles wow. total. And then we will end at the Horizon building on Langhorne Road.
Okay.
And we're going to have a rally there with food, speakers, live music, a bunch of fun stuff.
Okay. Well, this is the third annual. And tell us the purpose of this particular ride.
Yes. So it's to raise awareness around suicide prevention and mental health in general.
Okay.
This is the third annual, and we will be wearing green as the color for mental health awareness.
Okay.
Yes, and we're going to be having some speakers who will speak about mental health. Obviously, the whole ride and rally will be wearing green. We'll have some flags and things like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, very, very cool. Well, Rex, tell us about your organization and your service to the community with rides like this.
Yes, we are, again, Combat Vets Motorcycle Association, made up predominantly of combat veterans.
Okay.
So our mission in life is to help support veterans that need help. We have joined with Horizon on the very first ride and been a huge supporter of this mission ever since. And I'm looking forward to Saturday's ride. It is rain or shine, but we're going to have a great time. We do have a great ride planned. We'll go out through Bedford, up through Buena Vista, back through Amherst, and then back to Langhorne Road. So it'll be a
that's
great
gonna be,
ride.
That's going
to
be a beautiful ride.
Ride motorcycle.
Absolutely. Do you have any additional spaces? Can folks still register?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We still have space available.
Okay. Folks can learn more, and we'll link this up. If you head to Horizon's Facebook page, you can find the event, and we'll link it up on our Facebook page as well, at The Mike Show VA. So 3 years doing this particular event. What are some of the changes that you guys have seen over this period of time, and especially for this particular topic? Because we've been involved in a number of different walks, we've been involved in a number of different events surrounding mental health awareness and suicide prevention, and back maybe 10 years. Even as early as that, there was such a stigma, and there still is to some degree.
Yes.
If you are suffering, you know, from heart disease, for example, people talk about it. you know, openly. He had heart disease. Somebody's suffering from cancer. It's openly discussed, but somehow there's some sort of a stigma to mental health that folks they're uncomfortable talking about it, and it's like any other medical condition that folks would have, and it's treatable and it's addressable. Have you seen that relaxing a little bit, or is there still some stigma that's out there that needs to be conquered?
Yeah, it's definitely true. I think, like you said, the last 10 years, the stigma is still here, but it's gone down a little bit. I think we've improved a little bit. I think it's definitely still a hard topic for a lot of people to talk about.
Yeah.
And this is going to be my first ride.
Okay.
So I want to give Rex the opportunity to talk about his past experience doing.
Yeah. Well, and tell us about that, Rex.
From our organization's perspective, you know, we're all veterans.
Yeah.
When you look at the staggering number of suicides from 9/11 through 2021, there were 7,637 combat deaths.
Okay.
In that same period, there were over 30,000 suicides.
Oh my.
By veterans or active duty military. That's, and being a veteran, we're 1.5 times more likely to die by suicide than our civilian counterparts. So this effort to bring awareness to the community through these rides is very important to us.
Those statistics are staggering.
It's hard to believe.
It is just staggering, and it just demonstrates how absolutely positively needed these types of events are. It's not just a bunch of guys getting on bikes and riding around for a good cause. It's way beyond just a good cause.
Right.
There are lives at stake.
Yes.
Man, oh man.
And the importance is not only to reach those that may be struggling and try to connect them with the help that they need, but it's also to engage the community, to let the community know that everybody has a part to play. You know, everybody can get involved, they can learn the signs, and they can not be afraid to ask somebody, are you okay?
Yeah. This is tremendous. It's tremendous work. And we encourage everybody, riders or not, you can still attend the event at either the start point or what it starts at Harley-Davidson, but then it wraps up at Horizon.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
So you can attend the event at whichever end or both ends, even if you're not a rider.
Yeah, everyone is welcome, and it's free to attend. There's no fee. We are accepting donations, though.
Okay.
Those are going to the Central Virginia Coalition for Suicide Prevention.
Okay.
So if you do feel inclined to give, you can do so.
Okay. And again, the event is coming up Saturday, September 14th, and it all steps off at Harley-Davidson. Do you have to register in advance, especially if you're a rider, I would imagine?
So you can register the day of.
Okay.
Just show up between 9 and 10 a.m.
Yes.
Before the ride starts.
Okay.
And we'll have you fill out a waiver, and you'll be good to go.
Get you in line and get ready for the ride.
All right. About how many riders do you have signed up so far?
So we had about 50 riders last year, and we're definitely going to hit that mark.
Nice.
I think we'll have a little bit more than that.
Well, this is fantastic. Again, if you go to Horizon Behavioral Health Services Facebook page, and we'll link that up on our site. So if you go to @TheMikeShowVA, you'll find all the links, find out all the information. And I'm kind of blown away. You know, we do a, you know, lighter, and I did the show open because it is 9/11. I did the show open that, you know, typically on the show when we were in the old studio, when we were on the FM, we would track through the events that led up to, and we would actually play clips from the news at the exact time that things happened. And now we're doing more, we still do the live show, but we also do a lot of on-demand, and, you know, about half of our audience watches or listens to us on-demand later at their leisure. So that didn't make sense for us, but we kind of walk a fine tightrope of lighter side of the news, pop culture, funny, but then there are serious issues that need to be discussed, and we can talk about it in an informational kind of capacity. But I tend to put a little bit more heart into things. We're not just a news program. So, man, thank you guys for what you do.
Appreciate that.
Thank Absolutely. It is The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
What a beautiful Tuesday morning it was. The sky was clear, it was blue, not a cloud in the sky. They call it severe clear. About 8 o'clock, American Flight 11 was fully fueled. It was bound for Los Angeles. It left Boston Logan Airport.
This is Boston. I turned American 20 left, and I was in a clem. He will not respond to me now.
Looks like he's turning right.
Traffic controllers lost contact, but the hijackers used the Hudson River as its guide down to New York City.
What is your name?
Okay, my name is Betty Ong. I'm number 3 on flight 11. The cockpit's not answering. Somebody's stabbed in business class. I think there's mace that we can't breathe. I don't know. I think we're getting hijacked. First class galley flight attendant and our purser's been stabbed, and we can't get a cockpit. The door won't open. Somebody's calling medical, and we can't get a stop.
It's 8:52 here in New York. I'm Bryant Gumbel. We understand that there has been a plane crash on the southern tip of Manhattan. You're looking at the World Trade Center. We understand that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. We don't know anything more than that. We don't know if it was a commercial aircraft. We don't know if it was a private aircraft. We have no idea how many were on board or what the extent of the injuries are right now. We are. We have, I understand, an eyewitness on the phone right now. Sir, good morning. This is Bryant Gumbel. Could you give us your name?
Yeah, my name is Stuart.
Stuart, where are you right now?
I'm working at a restaurant in Soho.
All right. So tell us what you saw, if you would.
I was waiting at a table, and I literally saw it seemed to be like a small plane. I just heard a couple noises. It looked like it, like, bounced off the building, and then I just saw a huge, like, ball of fire on top. And then the smoke seemed to simmer down, and it just, a lot of smoke was coming out, and that's pretty much the extent of what I saw.
Can you tell us about the scene down there right now?
Right now, people are just on the street looking at the building. The building, it was just a lot of smoke. It's not too crazy down where I am.
How far away from the World Trade Center specifically are you?
I'm actually on Thompson Street North. I'm not too far.
It's 8:54 right now, Stuart. Can you tell me when this happened exactly?
I would have to say about 10 minutes ago.
Were you looking up as the plane approached the building, or did it only catch your attention after it crashed into the World Trade Center?
I heard like a sort of a crashing sound, but I looked up, and I looked up quick enough to actually see something go into the building, but everything happened so fast I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at.
So there's no way you can know whether or not the plane seemed to be in trouble before it crashed into the building.
Oh, no, I couldn't tell.
It's hard for us to tell from the picture we're seeing just how far down from the top that plane crashed. Have you any better eyesight to it from your vantage point?
Not really. All I know is it definitely wasn't the top of the building, because that seems to be intact from what I saw.
Obviously, the timing of this is important. It comes before 9 o'clock. Perhaps, and we say that in hopeful fashion, perhaps not everybody was at work, because if that building was in fact crowded with workers, we're looking at probably some casualties and injuries of considerable proportions.
Yeah, hi. I'm on the 106th floor of the World Trade Center. We just had an explosion on the 105th floor.
The 106th floor?
Yes, it's fire, smoke.
You have a,
we have...
Hold on, let me connect you with the fire, okay?
Here, we can't get down the stairs. Yeah, there's smoke, and we got about 100 people up here.
Sit tight. Do not leave, okay? There's a fire or an explosion or something in the building. All right, I want you to stay where you are.
Yes. Just see the smoke coming up from outside the windows?
Just keep some windows open. If you can open up windows and just sit tight. It's going to be a while because there's a fire going on downstairs.
Open the windows unless we break.
Okay. Just sit tight. All right, just sit tight. We're on the way.
All right, please hurry.
We are going to join another one of our New York affiliates, WABC, for their live coverage.
Plane overhead. And then all of a sudden, I thought it sounded kind of louder, but I looked up, and all of a sudden it smashed right dead into the center of the World Trade Center. Big flash of flame, fire coming out from all over. Then all the bricks is a huge hole right now. It almost looks like the plane probably went through. I'm not sure.
Winston, can you see? Are you on the north side there where the plane made contact?
Yes, I am.
Now, when you say a huge hole, one of our earlier witnesses, Libby Clark, said not much of the plane came down off the building. Much of it went
into the building.
It's in the building that, from what you can see.
Right.
Now, can you see if there's a lot of debris downstairs, Winston?
No, because it looked like it inverted. With the impact, everything went inside the building.
Inside.
The only thing that came out was a little bit of the outside awning. But I'd say the hole is, let me just get a better look right now.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd say the hole takes about, 6-7 floors were taken out. And there's more explosions right now. Hold on, people are running.
Winston, hold on just a moment. We've got an explosion inside.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll tell you what's going on.
Okay, just put Winston on pause there for just a moment.
Okay, the whole building just exploded some more. The whole top part.
Okay.
The building's still intact. People are running up the streets. Am I still connected?
Winston, this would support probably what Libby and you both said, that perhaps the fuselage was in the building that would cause a second explosion such as that.
Well, that's what just happened then.
That certainly...
Yeah, people are running up.
We are getting word that perhaps...
Okay, hold on. The people here are... Everybody's panicking.
All right, well, Winston, let me put Winston on hold for just a moment.
Okay, I don't know how much longer I'll be staying. I'm inside of a diner right now.
Well, Winston, you know what? If you could give us a call back, I just don't want to panic here on the air. Let's just take some of our pictures from News Chopper 7. Now, one of our producers said perhaps a second plane was involved, and let's not even speculate to that point, but at least put it out there that perhaps that may have happened. The second explosion would certainly back the theory from a couple of eyewitnesses that the plane fuselage perhaps stayed in those upper buildings. Now, if you look at the second building, there are two, that both Twin Towers now are on fire. Now, this was not the case, am I correct? A couple of moments ago. This is the second Twin Tower now on fire. And we're going to check on the second flight if perhaps that had happened. This all began at about 8:48 this morning. Again, what we know, in case you're just joining us, a small plane, not a Cessna type or 5- or 6-seater, but instead perhaps a passenger flight, ran into the north side of the World Trade Center. As you can see, the second explosion that you're looking at now in the second Twin Tower, it has spread much debris, much more debris than the first explosion or the first accident.
Jim Gartenberg joins us. He was on the 86th floor of, I'm not sure which tower. Was it the east, north, or south, Jim?
It's World Trade Center 1, and it's not was. I am here, and I'm stuck right now. A fire door has trapped us.
debris has fallen around us, and part of the core of the building is blown out. I'm with one other person, and I'm told that people are aware of this. I'm on the 86th floor on the east side of the building facing the East River.
And what time
if
did
I'm
you
on
get...
the air, I want to tell anybody that has a family member that may be in the building that the situation is under control for the moment, and the danger has not increased. So please, all family members, take it easy.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Man, oh man, what a disjointed show today. But again, that's what we do. We need to share things, especially on a day like today. We need to remember things, especially on a day like today. But we need to get back to entertainment. So that's what we're going to do. All right, let's do this. Last night's presidential debate lasted 90 minutes. We've cut it down to 45 seconds.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets.
You talk about extreme.
And everybody's laughing at it, okay? They're all laughing at it. Wait a minute, I'm talking now. Does that sound familiar?
Well, I think this is so rich, coming from someone who has been prosecuted.
Oh, he's a criminal. And I've built it into many, many billions of dollars. Many, many billions. Billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars.
So Donald Trump has no plan for you.
She doesn't have a plan. And it's like four sentences.
Let's compare the plans. I have a plan.
I don't care. I couldn't care less. All I can say is I read where she was, that she put out.
Thank you for watching. Good night.
Good night. All right. For more reality TV, after 17 seasons, the TV show Naked and Afraid has a couple of spinoffs. Well, add one more to the list.
Critics agree. Naked and Afraid is a relentless journey that leaves viewers exhausted. Now, Discovery invites you to catch your breath with Clothed and Ambivalent. Two people thrust into the wild with just their clothes and apathy.
Hey, John.
Hey, Dave.
Nice jacket.
Whatever.
Experience drama.
If we don't eat soon, we're gonna starve.
Whatever. I packed skinny jeans.
Intrigue.
The result of the vote to relocate our campsite is 0 yes, 0 no, and 2 present.
Okay.
And excitement.
How many pockets are on those cargo shorts?
I don't know.
Clothed and Ambivalent. Watch today.
Or not. We don't care.
All right. Let's go to viral videos and back to politics. A woman named Sally Duvall is running for Congress in Texas as a Democrat, pushing to legalize marijuana. She actually smokes some in her new campaign ad. Here we go. Listen.
My name is Sally Duvall, and I'm running for the Texas House of Representatives. They arrest people every day for marijuana possession, but they don't have the funding to test if it's illegal marijuana or a federally legal hemp product. Our laws are confusing and unclear. Texans should have the freedom to consume these products if they want to. You can visit my website to read all about my common sense policy. I'm Sally Duvall, and I believe it's high time for change in Texas.
Good Lord. All right, a guy in Brooklyn made a video about his pregnant wife ordering groceries and tacked on 99 bunches of bananas by mistake. Then they all showed up at their front door. Her sister posted the footage and blamed it on pregnancy brain.
So here I am, minding my own business on this innocent Sunday, and the groceries arrive for just me and my wife, and I find bunches of bananas. My pregnant wife managed to order 99 bunches of bananas. I think we have over 1,200 bananas in this apartment right now. For those of you interested, we'll be selling bananas right from our door here in Brooklyn. Give us a call.
All right, let's see. An 84-year-old woman survived an alligator attack. I said an alligator attack while walking her dog. She punched the 7-foot gator in the face. Here's Del Bopple talking about the attack.
It's a moment of survival. I can understand men and women in war now. I have never seen anything move that fast in all my life. I didn't have time to think. That alligator took off like 35 miles an hour, and I'm not joking.
Uh-huh. She was able to save her dog and is now recovering from her injuries. Let's see. Larry David posted a short video from his office about his upcoming conversation tour. In typical Larry David fashion, he doesn't care if you come out or not.
Hello, I'm Larry David. Lucky me. So listen, there are some tickets going on sale for this thing I'm doing. It's really nothing. It'll be a total waste of your time. You know, there's not that many things to do at night, but you could consider bowling. I haven't done it in about 50 years, but now that I mention it, I think I might hit the lanes soon. Anyway, if you want to go, you go. If you don't, you don't. Not a big deal either way. Okay.
All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Here is comedian Pat McGann on his wife's shopping habit.
My wife's always buying stuff online. We're taking in shipments every day. We got boxes coming in our house. Everywhere I go, front door, back door, trunk of the car. They're everywhere. You know, Google Earth, like the Street View photos, they refresh every few months. Every time there's boxes on my porch. She sends stuff to her office and launders it through the work bag. Just playing a huge shell game with me. I don't know what's coming or going, you know? So I was like, I'm returning that. That's for someone else. Like, how much is this? I don't know. I got that a long time ago. Before currency? What are you talking about? How much was it? She can never answer that question, you know? Like, are those new shoes? Yeah. How much are those? They were 30% off. Oh, is that how much they were? Let me jot that down in our ledger.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right, a 47-year-old gas station convenience store clerk in Las Vegas named Myron Boley was arrested for allegedly beating a man with a baseball bat for taking too much nacho cheese. The person who called 911 told police he saw the victim on the ground while pumping gas. He asked Boley to call 911, but he responded, "I'm not going to call 911. He better have learned a lesson." Bully told police that the victim took too much cheese from the nacho cheese machine, so he told him to leave. The victim left, but returned a few minutes later. He insisted on getting his nachos. That's when Bully pushed him out and hit him with the baseball bat. Unfortunately, the victim is in rough shape. He has two brain bleeds, and his injuries are considered life-threatening. Bully was charged with suspicion of attempted murder and battery with a deadly weapon. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An Alabama state trooper named J.T. Brown pulled over a woman who said she couldn't afford the ticket. So instead, he left her off with a warning and a conversation about finding a new and better career path. She chose nursing. Here's Abby Rutledge and the trooper talking about their life-changing encounter.
I think it was the right person, right time, and the right words.
And I told her, I said, well, how about we talk about it then?
It went on for about 10, 15 minutes, just talking about different career paths. As soon as he left and as soon as I got to where I was going, I started pushing myself toward that career, and now I'm here.
She made my entire career worth it.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?